Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to talk about the latest surrounding the Pella Community School District's budget, which was reviewed at a work session this week. Well, Greg, at this week's meeting, as part of a work session, the board had an opportunity to review budget projections for the upcoming school year and the next 5 years as you start to plan ahead as to what the budget will look like. What were some of the key takeaways that the board really is going to have to look at and some of the tough decisions that may be on the horizon for them and the district?
It's always this time of year where we look at our financial forecast moving into the future. And of course, with that forecast, we always look at the past, where we've been, and kind of what our current financial situation is. And so we're in a stable financial situation today. Last year, we actually had a very positive year financially. This year, we're looking like our finances will be balanced. But looking at our projection based upon a very, very low state supplemental aid, which in all indications, it's going to be very, very low as it's been probably in the recent past, that our financial position is going to deteriorate over the next 3 or 4 years. And so we're going to have to be really careful about what we do. We're going to have to think about potentially some budget reduction moving forward, because if the state funding does not change, if we continue with a low amount of state supplemental aid, we will be forced to make some pretty drastic reductions. And so that's the reality that we're living right now, is that with the state funding being what it is, even though the state is actually has a positive economic growth, there was a positive economic growth, but they're just not going to be earmarking very much of that money for new money to education. And so it's really just a priority thing at the state level. Education is the biggest part of the state budget, and so they would see that as a priority, but in terms of giving us new money towards education, I think that's going to be very, very minimal this year.
Explain to our listeners why the state aid number is so important and why staff would be the first or maybe the only option to find some significant cuts when it comes to the overall fund, and why it's important each year that schools get a certain amount that is increasing. Because people hear that. The Republicans' response has been, well, at least we didn't cut education and we're not going to cut education. But why are those increases so important, and why are staff really the kind of the key target when it does come to budget reduction time?
Unlike a typical business model, a school system is basically people heavy. And that's what we are, because we're a people business. So 85% of our budget is made up of salaries and benefits of people that teach here, work here, do things here. And so most schools kind of operate between 80 and 85%. I think this year we're like 83.6 or something. And so the reality is that we are people-heavy business. And so the funding that we get from year to year is really the state supplemental aid that adds on to what our per-pupil expenditure is. So when they talk about a 1% increase, they add 1% to the dollars that we get per pupil. And last year we were at 1.11%, which was very low. And this year, most of our legislators are telling us that it's going to be below that. It's going to be more like zero up for this upcoming year, which, of course, is not an easy budget place to have low budget years. So 2 years ago, we were at 2.25. Last year, we were at 1.11. And this year, they're thinking zero. So it's going to be 3 straight years of very low funding. And we can't just continue to get those low numbers and make the ends meet in our district. And because of how much we are made up of salary and benefits, when it comes time to actually having to reduce the budget, it has to come from salary and benefits. And that's the reality. There's no really other place to cut the budget. We've tried to do other things that have helped out with our energy and, you know, with how much natural gas we use, and try to get more efficient lighting and all those things to work with electricity. But the majority of those fixed costs really can't change a lot. There's a certain amount of materials that are just needed to teach classes. There's a certain amount of things that the district just has to have. And so those are all the challenges that we're faced, and we're just moving into a time of some of the unprecedented low years in a row. We've had years in the past where we've had a low number, but not this many in a row. And that's what's really killing us. And so we obviously know that education's the biggest part of the state budget. We understand that. We think it's that way for a reason. because education is that important, but we're just not seeing the desire to continue to fund it at a level where we are going to make our books work based on what it's been in the past. So it's going to be some hard decisions in the future. We don't really have to make a huge reduction for next year, but probably in about 2019, we're going to have to look at making some budget trims, and that usually means staff levels.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.